You're listening to the Karibo Shoe Podcast. On today's episode, Games, Games, Games. Welcome to another episode of the Karibo Shoe Podcast. We're really happy to record a new episode for you guys today, and I am joined by my co-host, the Eevee to my Pikachu, Chad.
Hey, all you fellow Pokemon trainers out there.
So we've got a jam-packed show lined up for you guys today. The topic of today's episode is just games, games, games. We've been playing a lot of games. There's some new games coming out. There's been a lot of news about some games that are coming out in the future, as well as some really interesting rumors about some possible games coming to the Switch. So it's going to be all games all the time on this episode, and we're going to start off with what have we been playing. So jumping into what have we been playing, we've actually got the most games I think we've had on any episode. We've got four different games that we've combined to play, and we're going to start off with our first one, Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Now, this game was released just a couple of Fridays ago, and both me and Chad have purchased it, and it was formerly a Wii U game, but they have now brought it to the Switch, and it introduces a new funky mode. So you can play the game as it was originally released on the Wii U with Donkey Kong, or you can play the new funky mode, which, you know, stars Funky Kong. And so there's a couple of different ways to play. The funky mode's all new. Chad, what have you been playing?
So, you know, I played this game originally on the Wii U. It's a port from the Wii U to the Switch, but they've added the funky mode, like you said. And so I played just a little bit, never did beat it, so I wanted to pick this game up as a good co-op game. I needed something to play some two-player with.
Yeah.
And so far, I'm really enjoying it. It's a lot of fun. It's a little difficult, but so far, it's great.
Sure. So are you playing the regular mode or funky mode?
Since I played a little bit of the classic mode, I wanted to try out Funky Kong, so I'm playing funky mode.
Yeah, I'm a little jealous. You know, when you start up the game, you have to choose, and it gives you a little disclaimer like, hey, whatever one you pick, you're stuck with. You can't switch between the two. I just sat there nervously trying to decide, and I never played it on the Wii U, so I went ahead and did the original mode. But I definitely am planning on trying the funky mode out as well.
The funky mode, when you play as Funky Kong, player one can switch between Funky Kong or Donkey Kong, and then player two gets, you know, Cranky, Dixie, and Diddy Kong.
Okay, right.
Funky Kong, he has 5 hearts, I believe, and Donkey Kong just has 3.
Is it
in classic mode just the 3?
Yes, so, classic mode you get 3.
Okay,
yes.
So that's probably the difference in funky mode, I guess. You get 5 hearts, so a little bit easier. He has a double jump. That's very, very
handy.
Oh,
that's cool, yeah.
So it's a speedrunner's dream, as they say.
Right.
So.
And is he able to, like, fall on spikes without getting hurt?
Yeah, so you can fall on the spikes, and he'll throw his surfboard down, and hurt you, but you can't move while you're there. So you just have to keep jumping. As long as you jump and land on the spikes, you always have the surfboard, but you can't just walk across them.
I got
you're stuck in that spot until you jump.
And kind of like you said, this is a difficult game, and I would think even on funky mode, this is going to be a difficult game. There's a lot of tough jumps to make and bottomless pits that it doesn't matter who you're playing as. You're going to die a lot in this game.
Oh, yeah, I think so.
So, but yeah, that's one of the things is I wish you could switch on your one save file between the two modes. But like I said, I'm planning on trying out funky mode after I beat the game. I'm just having a lot of fun with it. Again, it's very hard. Particularly the bosses have been giving me some trouble. So I've beaten the first two bosses, the seal and the owl. And man, the seal didn't give me a whole lot of trouble, but I was surprised. I thought, okay, I'll hit this seal 3 times and he'll be down, you know, kind of like a Mario boss. But then I realized, no, that's just the first stage. It seems like you had to hit these bosses like 8 or 9 times before they're gone. And so when I got to the owl, I'm not going to lie, I died a whole lot and was finally able to beat it. But this is not a game for your first platformer. Like, this is a difficult game. But at the same time, I'm having a lot of fun. I'm not getting super frustrated with it. Like I said, the bosses are a little tough, but I'm ready to keep playing.
Right, yeah. This isn't like a Mario game to me. You know,
just
jump on top of the Koopas 3 times, they're out. This is a level above that, I would say.
Yeah.
So all the bosses are pretty tough.
For sure. Like, thinking of, like, the new Super Mario Brothers games, you know, I don't know if there's been many bosses on those games that I haven't beat my first try.
Right,
and,
yeah.
You know, I would be shocked if I beat any of these Donkey Kong bosses with my first try. I mean, I would just probably get lucky if I was to do so. But, you know, and also I love this version of the Switch because you can play it in both docked and handheld mode, of course. And I found that it runs pretty much the exact same on either. I've played probably half and half, maybe even a little more in handheld mode. Okay. I played the Owl in handheld mode and haven't had much trouble with it. So, again, it however you want to play it, it runs smooth on both ways.
Okay, I've only played one level single player, and all the rest have been co-op, so I've only played it dock.
Right,
but
right.
I'll have to give.
And definitely, if you're playing co-op with a friend, obviously the TV is going to be your best bet, because the Switch screen is fairly small if you're not holding it yourself. So how does the co-op work? I haven't had the opportunity to try it. Is it pretty fun? Is it difficult keeping up with both players? Or?
It's not too bad. You, some games seem to follow player one, kind of like yes. the new Kirby game on the Switch. It's kind
yes.
of, you know, wherever Kirby goes, everyone else follows. Well, if player two is ahead of you and you start to fall behind, it just teleports you to where player two is, whoever's further ahead in the level. It doesn't just player one. If you're behind, it sucks player two back to you. It'll always go
okay.
to the next player. Whoever's ahead of you is where it's going to go. Unless, of course, you're falling down a pit, then you're dead. But.
Sure, sure. Okay, that sounds better than Kirby because, yeah, I played Kirby 4-player co-op through at least half of it.
Yeah.
And that is kind of an annoying thing if player one's behind and, say, player three's up ahead. Well, if they get too far, they get warped back to you. So I like what they did with that. That sounds good. I sure am looking forward to trying out some co-op.
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy
yeah.
it.
So. And, man, again, I'm only in World 3 right now. I think that's probably where you are as well, World 3.
Yeah, World 3.
Yeah, but so far I've been really impressed with, like, the level design. It seems like they're varied, they're interesting. They have some really cool stuff that I'm not expecting in them.
Yeah, you know, I'm paying attention to the background just as
yeah.
much as what's happening in front of me.
Yeah,
so.
One thing I really like is, you know, there's a lot of floating platforms or moving things or obstacles in the level. And if you pay attention to the backgrounds, there's always something causing the thing to move. So there's a level where leaves are falling and raising. And if you look in the background, there's some of the little enemies are blowing like into little horns
yeah,
and making
yeah.
the leaves go up and down. And it seems like every single thing that moves in the game, there's like something making it happen. So to me, that's kind of cool versus in Mario where you just have floating platforms and bricks and stuff, which is cool too. But I really like the kind of the detail they put into all the levels.
They did a great job. It's very impressive. All just the visual effects and everything they've done with it. So
yeah, I know.
I'm
agree.
Very impressed with it.
Me too. And, you know, I've just gotten into World 3, and man, World 3 won, you know, especially coming off that tough Owl fight. You know, I was just kind of ready for a little bit of a break, and World 3 1 was just so cool to me. It has kind of a, to me, like a Lion King vibe. You know, there's giraffes, and there's kind of Lion King-esque music in the stage. And I don't know, I just, after kind of being down after that Owl fight, man, the World 3 1, the first level, it just really picked me up, and I'm just ready to keep playing.
Ready to continue on your journey.
Exactly.
I've played 3-1 also. It was a lot of fun, and I stopped right after that, so I don't know what 3-2
yeah,
has in store.
And again, the music in this game is really good. You know, some games I can play with or without the music, but if I'm playing in handheld, I'm putting on headphones for this game because I just the music so far has just been outstanding in my
Sweet.
Opinion.
I've always really liked the music in the Donkey Kong Country games. This one seems to be just a notch above all the rest.
Me too. You know, I grew up with the original Donkey Kong Country when I was a kid. In fact, I received a VHS tape in the mail from Nintendo Power when I was a young kid. And it was before Donkey Kong Country was released. And it had like kind of a, they visited Nintendo of America's headquarters and got to see the game early. And I'm kid you not, I watched this VHS tape probably 500 times within a couple of years. I would watch, it was only like 5 or 6 minutes, and I would just watch it almost every day. You know, we didn't have YouTube back then. So, and I just got so excited about this game when I was finally able to get the game. You know, it met my expectations. I loved it. And like you said, the music was great in that game. And if I'm not mistaken, the composer for Donkey Kong Country Returns Tropical Freeze is actually the same composer from Donkey Kong Country on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, really? Okay.
So, yeah, that's why, you know, to me, that it sounds alike. And if I'm not mistaken, it's the same composer. They brought him back. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
So, yeah, that's Donkey Kong Tropical Freeze. Me and Chad are going to keep playing it. I know I'm definitely planning on beating this game. Hopefully it doesn't get too hard where I can't. I don't think it will. So we'll probably be talking about this game more in the future. The next game that me and Chad both purchased was last week, I believe, was Shantae Half Genie Hero. It's been released on the eShop for, I don't know, half a year or more, but they came out with what they're calling the Ultimate Day One Edition, and it's the physical edition of the game. And both me and Chad, as collectors, we prefer the physical versions. And, you know, this one came with a lot of extras. You know, it comes with an art book, and it comes with a CD of the soundtrack. The game comes with a manual, which is just awesome, a color manual. So we've been kind of waiting to try out this game and to get this game till they released it physically, and I'm kind of glad I did.
Oh, that's great. I still haven't even opened my copy yet.
Right.
I've only been playing co-op games lately, so I just haven't found the time to play this. I have played the Wii U version. Again, this is another Wii U port. So I have played that version, of course, but not the whole thing. So I hope to play the Switch version hopefully this weekend sometime.
Sure. And it's a good thing you've already purchased it, because, man, it at least in my area and where we live, it's pretty hard to find. You know, I think I got the last copy at my local Best Buy. I know I called you up and said, hey, have you got it yet? Because, it sold out at our Best Buy, and you were able to get the last copy at a different Best Buy.
That's right. I didn't think I was going to make it, but I went to the other Best Buy, and they had one copy on the shelf, so it was mine.
Yeah, so, you know, if you're interested in this game, especially, I don't know how long they're going, how many copies they're going to print, and if they're all going to be this day one edition or not, but it might be a good collector's item someday. Who knows? Maybe it won't be worth anything, but it is a neat package. And I've played just a little bit. I never played it on the Wii U, so I've made it through the first two stages. I beat the first two bosses. It's a really fun game. I really like how it looks. I like the music. I've really been enjoying it, so I'll be playing that one as well.
All right, yeah, me too.
Just single player on that one, not co-op, but still, if you've been wanting another good platformer on the Switch, this may be a good option. So the next game we both played, it's actually a game you've owned for a while, but I didn't get to play I played for the first time last week, and that's Overcooked. Tell us a little bit about Overcooked, Chad.
Okay, so Overcooked's been around for a little while. It was first released on the PC, PS4, and Xbox One August 3rd, 2016, and the Switch finally got it on July 27th, 2017.
Okay.
So the Switch, you know, hadn't been out for just a real long
just
yet.
A few months.
Right, right, and I was wanting another game to play after Breath of the Wild. So,
sure.
This is a far cry from Breath of the Wild, of course, but I had some friends coming from out of town that were going to be staying with me, and I needed a co-op game to play. So
right.
Every week I was looking at the eShop, what's coming out, saw Overcooked, check out some gameplay, and I purchased it. So we started playing that a little bit. Single player is not very fun on it. It's very, very hard because sometimes you have to control two different people.
Oh,
if you
wow.
play it
yeah.
right, you can do it at the same time, but it is very difficult. So the co-op is great. When you have four players, I mean, it's an absolute blast. And that's how we played it.
So I came over to your place. We had a couple of our friends come over, and we played it four-player co-op. And I, like you said, I can see how it may not be as fun one player, but four players, four friends, all playing in the same room. It's an absolute blast. It gets very hectic. There's a lot of kind of screaming and running around. Hey, you do this, you do that. But it was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's definitely a feeding frenzy, I guess you could say.
Yes.
So there's a lot of the big variety of characters. I mean, you can play with as a cat, as a human, as a boy human, as a girl human, as a raccoon in a wheelchair. So you got a lot of variety.
Real interesting group of characters you can play as. I really did enjoy choosing my character when we played.
Oh, yeah. You have quite a few choices there. And there's also a competitive multiplayer option, and that puts the chefs kind of against each other. And you're just seeing who can get the most meals ready and just compete against each other. There's a lot of levels in that also. Each level kind of varies, kind of like in the campaign mode.
Yes.
So there's a lot of levels to complete there, and it gets really challenging as you progress through it. You know, the first level isn't all that hard, but then as you start having to create more and more different types of items,
yes,
it gets very difficult.
Yeah, so. And there's a huge variety in how the stages are. You know, you think, oh, this is just one of those cooking games. It's just going to take place in this one kitchen the whole time. But no, it goes to all these different places and locations, and the stages start moving around. And yeah, it gets really frantic.
Oh, yeah, the stages can shift around. At some point, you're playing in a volcano.
Oh, wow.
At some point, you're with the Eskimos on ice, and you're sliding all over the place. So they just have a lot of little things to throw in there at you that make the game more challenging.
Sure, yeah. And so is it local co-op only?
Local co-op only.
Okay.
I looked at some forums, and they were talking about some online multiplayer, but I haven't heard anything about that in a long time, so I wouldn't get your hopes up about that.
Yeah. How much is this game?
It's $20 on the eShop, I believe. Okay. Don't quote me. I believe it's 40.
Okay, physically
30 or 40 physically.
Okay, so, yeah, no, and that's a lot of the Switch games. That's how it is. They're yeah. more expensive because the cartridges cost money, and they got to charge a little bit for that. But yeah, I really enjoyed this game. If you're looking for, again, like you said, maybe if you're just looking to play by yourself, this isn't the game for you. But if you're looking for a good co-op game with a friend or three friends, this to me is one of the most fun co-op games I've played on the Switch.
Oh yeah, friendships will be tested.
Yes, so. That's true. So, rounding out what we've been playing, this is a game both me and Chad have had, I think, close to when it was released. On the Switch, but that's Rocket League. We've recently kind of got back and into it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm taking a little break from Splatoon. I just played so much for so long, and I decided, you know, to take a little step away. Kind of when I got Donkey Kong, I thought, you know, I'm going to try some other games. You know, Splatoon is great, but there's a lot of other good games on the Switch. And when it came time to play something multiplayer, you know, we got me and Chad and a couple of our friends, we started playing Rocket League again. And, man, that game is just an absolute blast to play with your friends.
It's a lot of fun. I don't really enjoy playing it solo by myself or anything.
Same here.
But I really, really enjoy the gameplay. It's very difficult. I mean, there's a hard learning curve there.
For sure. So, for sure. And yeah, don't take us wrong. We are terrible at this game.
Oh, yes, yes. I jump under the ball, over the ball without hitting it.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely miss way more shots than I make.
Oh, yeah.
But it is fun, I do find myself, the more I play it, getting better. I do feel myself improving. I still have a ways to go before I would even consider myself decent at the game. But it is a lot of fun. There are so many items and colors and paint jobs that you can customize your car on. That's another thing I really like. Seems like every match and maybe it slows down as you play it more, but it seems like almost every match, every couple of matches, I'm unlocking something different.
Same here. Yeah. I'm always getting a new paint job, a new flag, a new hat for the car. Something.
Pretty much anything from your icon to your emblem, to your paint, to your antenna topper, to just the smoke that comes out of the back of your car. Everything is customizable.
Yep.
And I really like that. The Switch version also, I think we should say, comes with a few exclusive cars just to the Switch version. There's a Mario and Luigi car, depending on which team you get on. And then there's also a Samus car that is just really cool.
That's my go-to car.
Yeah, that's the sleekest looking car in the game, in my opinion. So that's a good reason right there to maybe pick up the Switch version. And, you know, I love how the online in this game works. You know, Nintendo obviously struggles with online in their first-party games, but I really like the way that the developers of Rocket League did it. You can join up in a party, and, you know, you're always going to be on the same team. You're able to go from match to match and stop playing for a while and still remain in the party and then go back in. You know, it's not like this backing out to switch your weapon or, you know, to turn in your Splatfest tee, and then you got to try to get back in with everybody. You know, like in Splatoon, it's just really simple how the online works.
I love how the online works. I hope a lot of other Switch games copy this.
Yes, I agree.
I think Splatoon would be so much more enjoyable if we knew we are always going to be on the same team.
Yes.
And then go from there. It's just so much more fun that way.
I agree. And one other really cool thing about this game is you can play cross-platform with Rocket League players on the PC and on the Xbox, maybe even the PlayStation. I'm not sure, but I know on the PC and on the Xbox you can play with people right now. And we've kind of, I kind of found this out when we started playing again. It's only in private matches. So you can't go on online and play other online players with your cross-platform friends right now. But I did notice that the developers have said that in July, this July 2018, that they're going to add that ability to play cross-platform online multiplayer. So I think that's really neat.
Oh, that'll be really handy.
So, you know, you may have a friend that's more into PC games or has an Xbox. Well, here's a game that you can all play together. And I absolutely love that about this game.
Yeah. No, it's a great game. I'm really enjoying it.
Yeah, me too. I plan on playing it quite a bit more, probably until I get sick of it, kind of like Splatoon.
Oh, yeah.
So, man, that's what we've been playing lately. You know, a couple of new games, a couple of old games, but all really, really fun. Also, we thought while we were in this segment, we'll also talk about the new release that's actually being released the day that this podcast goes live, and that's Friday, May 18th. Nintendo is releasing Hyrule Warriors, the Definitive Edition on the Nintendo Switch. And I think we're both planning on picking this up, if I'm not mistaken.
Day one.
All right. Yeah, so we'll be getting it on Friday. And, you know, I haven't played I played one level of the Hyrule Warriors on the Wii U, but this one's worth picking up, I think, even if you played one of the other versions, because it's going to include all the features and the downloadable content from both the Wii U version of the game and the 3DS version of the game. And each one of those had exclusive content from the other, and they had DLC released for them quite a bit. So this is a really big package here that you're getting with the Switch version. It does feature co-op. It's split screen only from what I can tell. There's no local wireless or online, but still a fun game to play through with a friend, I would say.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to it. I've actually played the Wii U version, but I wasn't able to play the 3DS version.
Right.
I didn't hear very good things about it, so I tried to steer away
from
it.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty intense game with a lot of stuff on the screen at once, and the 3DS just has trouble handling stuff like
that.
Gotcha,
yeah.
But there was a lot of things, I believe, in the 3DS version that weren't in the Wii U. Like, I think the Toon Link stuff was all exclusive to the 3DS.
I think you're right.
And I think there was even some Link's Awakening stuff in the 3DS version, which is the Link's Awakening is the Legend of Zelda game for the original Game Boy, and the one I grew up with, and is one of my favorite, next to Breath of the Wild, probably my favorite Zelda game. So I'm real excited about that. I saw they have a character from that game in there, so I'm really looking forward to playing this. Before we move on, one other new feature I forgot to mention for the Switch edition is that Link and Zelda, you know, the two main characters in this game, they can battle in costumes from the Breath of the Wild version of Legend of Zelda. And I'm really excited about that.
That's all the reason you need to buy it right there.
Exactly. So. There's no way I'm playing as Link in any other costume than his Breath of the Wild
one. Oh, no. Link and Zelda will both be
same thing with Zelda. So yeah, if you haven't played the game, or you know, maybe just played one version and didn't play any of the DLC or the other version, I think from what I can tell, this game is just crammed with content. I was watching a YouTube video of a YouTuber called The Completionist last night, and he got a copy early from Nintendo, and they put him on a train from San Francisco to Seattle to their headquarters, and he had to try to beat the game on that train ride. It was a 32-hour train ride, and he got a little bit of sleep in the middle of it, but he said he'd played the Wii U version for 250 hours. So he was definitely not a rookie to this game, and he had just beat it as he was with about 30 minutes to spare. He beat the story mode with all the DLC.
Wow.
And he said there was still a bunch of there was an adventure mode to play and a bunch of different maps challenges to play. So you know, this game has a lot of content, and I'm really looking forward to trying it out.
Oh man, that's getting me pumped already. I'm excited.
Exactly. So that is what we've been playing, as well as the big new release for the week. And we will get back to our second topic after this. So our second topic today is just going to be running down a lot of news. There's been a crazy amount of news in the last week and a half or so. And so we're going to try to run through it all. We've got a lot. We got a lot to get through here. But I think one thing we've been waiting on for a while is some more news about Nintendo Switch Online, Nintendo's paid online service coming soon. And they did release quite a few new details about it. They confirmed it is launching in September of 2018. And there's going to be, I've went over their website and looked at everything. It looks like there's going to be five main parts to this online service. So number one would be online play. Once this service starts in September, you're no longer going to be able to play online multiplayer for free like you can right now. So if you want to play Splatoon 2 online, you're going to have to pay. And that goes for any other game that's online multiplayer. So that's the first and the main thing that this service is going to provide. And then number two, and this is kind of interesting, especially with them, you know, saying they're not going to do a virtual console. I think this is kind of what they're going to be moving to. And they announced that it's going to, and they're calling it the Nintendo Entertainment System, Nintendo Switch Online, which is kind of an odd thing to call it. But basically what it is it's going to launch with 20 NES games, and they're going to have like added online play. So if they were co-op games, you'll be able to play co-op together online, even though, of course, those games back then were definitely not online. You can share your screen with a friend. So, you know, if someone wanted to watch you play a game, or maybe you get into the boss of The Legend of Zelda, say, or you know, some game, and you wanted to let someone watch you, you can do that online, which that sounds very interesting. And I hope they bring something like that even to Switch games. I think that'd be really cool. Lastly, they say on certain games, you'll be able to pass the controller to each other. So like online, maybe I could be playing Mario Brothers and get stuck, and I have Chad online with me, and I can basically give him control of my game so he can, you know, help me get through it. So I think that's really interesting. What do you think about this, Chad?
No, I didn't know about any of that you just were talking about. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, you know, when I first heard that they're going to launch it with NES games, you know, I love NES games. That's what I grew up with. But at the same time, I've played a bunch of these games over and over and over again. And so I wasn't just super pumped about it. But hearing everything they're adding to it, I think it's a lot more interesting, really.
That's a good selling point. I'd love to be able to play some Mario Brothers online with you. And sharing your screen, that's something I haven't heard about.
It's really interesting. So I'm really glad to see them doing this. Hopefully it's successful, and they say they will add more NES games, you know, and you'll be able to, you basically will own these games as long as you pay for the service. So it's kind of like almost more of a Netflix style service, and I kind of like that idea.
So as long as I have the Nintendo Switch Online service, I get to keep all 20 games.
Yes, and any game that they add on there, you'll have access. So if they add a game every month or you know, whatever, and who knows what they're going to do,
yeah,
you'll have access to that plus the 20 that you had access to before. So I'm kind of excited about this, and I'm hoping, you know, that they'll eventually, you know, move forward and do Super Nintendo and N64 and, of course, the Holy Grail to me and Chad, GameCube. And if they do, I hope these new features will come with it of playing online and sharing your screen and passing the controller. I think that would be super cool if they do that.
Right, same here.
So that's the number two with the service. Number three, and this is one that me and Chad have also been clamoring for and mentioned in our improvements to the Switch episode, and that's save data will now be able to be backed up in the cloud if you pay for this service. So that is very welcome and very needed. It's so nice to know that once this launches, that my saves will be, you know, protected and in the cloud, where if something happens to my Switch, I'll still have that saved data.
Right, yeah. The only thing I don't care for that is that you have to pay for it.
I agree. So I really wish that they would let this be for everybody that has a Switch, or at least have some way for people to back up their saves locally on a USB stick or something. I do hate that if you don't pay, you don't get the saves in the cloud. But hopefully they'll come up with some solution for the free members, or just, I would just love it if they would just make this for everyone. It wouldn't hurt my feelings at all.
At least they're doing something.
Exactly.
For now. So.
And number four, and this is probably my least favorite thing on here. It's more of a negative to me, but they've reconfirmed that the Nintendo Switch Online app for smartphones is going to be the way you voice chat going forward. And, you know, I personally wish they would move to a system voice chat, but it sounds like this is going to be the way it is. They did say that, you know, when you're playing the NES games online, you'll be able to, you know, chat through the Nintendo Switch Online app. So hopefully they're going to improve it a lot. It could sure use a lot of improvement. And since that's going to be the way they go forward, I really hope they make some improvements. All they've just said is that they're going to continue with the app. So
Well, that doesn't sound like Bluetooth to me.
It doesn't. And then lastly, number five, and there's no details on this other than they say that they'll be giving out special offers to paying members of the online service. So I don't know what all that in it will entail. Hopefully it'll just, you know, hopefully it'll be something like, hey, you know, they'll give some discounts on Switch games or something that if you haven't picked them up, hey, this, you know, Splatoon 2 is 30% off, you know, for all Nintendo Switch Online members. I don't know. They just said details will come. So that's really the main features that they've announced so far. They may add or take away something, but that's kind of what they're saying now. And as far as pricing, so they have individual plans as well as family memberships. And for an individual membership, it's going to be $3.99 for 1 month. It's going to be $7.99 for 3 months and $19.99 for 12 months. For just a single person on a single Switch. So, you know, that doesn't sound bad to me. It's a lot cheaper than Xbox Live and PlayStation Plus. Of course, I don't think it's going to be near as fully featured as those two services either. So I can see why it would need to be cheaper. But really, the interesting thing to me is the family membership. They say and they just offer it for 12 months. They don't do the 1 month and 3 month tiers, but for 12 months it's $35. And that gets you and seven other people the service for a full year. So, man, that comes out to be really cheap.
So that'd be eight Switches all in the same house.
And they haven't said whether or not, you know, it's just on one Switch with eight accounts or if it can be eight different people with eight different Switches. But, That's very intriguing to me, and I'm sure it would be welcome to anybody with several Switches in the family.
That sounds like a really good deal, yeah.
Yeah, so again, they said, you know, they said they'll share a few more details in the coming months, but that's what they've announced right now, and it's a whole lot more than we had initially. So do you have any thoughts about the online service, Chad?
I'll definitely be picking it up. The cloud is what's going to sell me on it.
I'm definitely will be purchasing the full 12-month subscription. And like I say, I hope Nintendo makes it worthwhile and makes it compelling for people to pay. So
for sure.
The next news item we have is that Nintendo, they've announced before that they're going to bring back the NES Classic. And if you don't know what that is, it's basically a little miniature Nintendo Entertainment System from the 80s, and it's, you know, fits in the palm of your hand, and it has 20 or 25 classic NES games built in. So it's a really neat thing. It came out when was it? Was it 2 years ago now? I think it was 2 years ago in the fall. It came out before the Switch came out. So the fall before the Switch came out, and me and Chad got these, but they sold out so quick. And Nintendo never seemed to restock them hardly at all. And then after a month or two, they just stopped making them entirely. And they said, it'll never come back. Well, it's back. It may be sad for some collectors that have them and loved having a rare item. But at the same time, I'm glad that certain people that have really wanted one of these will be able to buy one without being scalped on eBay.
So. Right, yeah, they actually get one for the price it sells for, not three times the price.
So Nintendo, in the last week or so, Nintendo announced that it will be coming back this year, and it's coming out on June 29th. Now, they promised they'll have more than last time, but again, me and Chad were only able to get these because we went and got them at the midnight launch. You know, these were very hard to come by, so you never know with Nintendo. They'll probably make a lot more, but if you've been wanting one of these, my suggestion is pre-order one if you're able to, or try to get one on launch day because they may go quick again. So that's some good news for people who've been looking forward to getting an NES Classic. The next thing I thought we'd mention is the Splatoon 2 Splatfest tournament that we've mentioned in a previous episode. And we are fast approaching the end of this. The Friday that this episode is released will be the final round of the Splatfest. So 2 weeks ago, it was Raph versus Leo, and Raph ended up winning despite me and Chad and our team's worst efforts. We lost more than we won, so maybe we're partially to blame.
It was bad, wasn't
but,
it?
But Leo went down, so Raph won the first round. The second round was Donnie versus Mikey, and Donnie came out victorious. So starting this weekend, Donnie is taking on Raph for the title of the best turtle in the Splatfest.
It hurts my feelings that we didn't even get to participate in Donnie's victory.
I know it. So. That's who we were going to choose, and we ended up getting busy and weren't even able to play. But I'm hoping to at least play a little bit on this final round here, and hopefully our side will end up victorious. So, again, I'm really glad that they tried this new approach to Splatfest. I kind of hope they'll do it again.
I do too. Yeah, it was very cool.
So moving along, we got a game that me and Chad are both really looking forward to, and that's Mario Tennis Aces. And you know, they've announced when it was announced, they said it's going to have a story mode, which they haven't done in a long time, and that got me and you both really excited. And just a couple of days ago, they released a new story trailer. I think you can watch it on the Nintendo Switch News app, and it's on Nintendo's YouTube channel as well. And it showed off the most we've heard about the story so far. It showed off rackets with different stats, which really got me excited about, you know, maybe it's going to be more RPG-like, like the old story modes. And it showed off a boss, PD Piranha. It showed off some cutscenes that looked really interesting. And it looks like they're going to be fully voiced and really well done. So I'm really excited about seeing what the story is on this one. What about you?
Oh, yeah. I watched the story trailer, and it just got me pumped. I'm so ready for this game to come out.
Yeah. It looks like, especially after the real bare bones Wii U tennis, Mario Tennis entry, that they're really going to try to pack this thing full of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Just the story mode is what's going to sell me on this game. But I can't wait for all the online play and all that.
Exactly.
There's going to be a lot of good things on this compared to the Wii U version.
Sure. And if you've never played a Mario Tennis demo, or if that Wii U one made you say, I'll never buy another Mario Tennis game again, well, good luck for you. They've announced they're going to have a pre-launch demo, and they've announced that it's going to be on May 24th. So very soon, next Thursday, the demo will come out, and you will be able to play offline matches against a computer. But the big news is that they're going to have an online launch tournament that will run from June 1st to June 4th. So if you have this demo, go ahead and get it ahead of time, and you can compete in this online tournament. And I know me and Chad will definitely be doing so.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely plan on participating.
So they said a few details about this online tournament and this demo. They say you'll be able to play as four characters from the start: Mario, Bowser, Peach, and Yoshi. And they say each match you win in this tournament, you'll earn points, and you can use the points to unlock five additional characters. They haven't said who.
Okay.
So this is going to be a pretty good demo, in my opinion. You know, you could potentially have nine characters to play as, which is very generous of them.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, if you know, even if you don't play in the online tournament, they say if you play just a single, if you download the demo and play just a single match, you'll unlock the classic overalls costume for Mario for use in the full game. So
it'll carry over. Okay.
Exactly. So even if you're not going to be able to play in the online tournament, download the demo, play a match, and if you end up buying the game, you can have Mario in his original overalls costume, versus all the characters seem to be wearing more like tennis attire, you know, as their main costume. So this is a pretty cool reason to download the demo.
So do you think this will be just like a costume, a skin for just Mario?
I think so. I won't be a new character, but I really like that they're doing this, and I hope that they continue to release different costumes, especially in these online tournaments. I know they say that, you know, that once the game's released, you'll be able to even maybe unlock exclusive characters by playing in online tournaments.
Right, yeah.
So, man, this I was already extremely excited about this game, but after the story trailer was released and the information about the demo, I'm really, really excited.
I'm looking forward to trying out the demo.
Yeah, this demo would just have to be terrible to dampen my excitement, and I don't think it will be. So, again, if you're on the fence about this game or have never played Mario Tennis before, make sure and download the demo next week and give it a try, and hopefully it's going to be everything we're hoping for. So moving on to another game that was announced for the Switch, and that's Monster Hunter Generations Ultimate was announced, and they've released a trailer for it as well, and I'm kind of excited about this game. I've not really played a Monster Hunter game before. I know they're huge, especially in Japan. And I think this is kind of like an ultimate version of the last game that released on the 3DS. But, man, I watched this trailer, and I'm pretty excited about it.
So I watched the trailer also. Yeah, I'm with you. I've never really played a Monster Hunter game, so I don't really know what to expect in it. But it looked really, really fun, especially if you can play it some co-op.
Yes, so. And that was that. That's that part of the trailer where they started talking about the cooperative mode is what sold me on this game. It's going to have up to 4-player co-op, both locally and online, and it's the local co-op that I love with having friends with other Switches, in that you can play local wireless, so everybody has their own screen, full screen, and their full controls. And I don't know. I'm kind of looking excited to hunt some monsters with you when it comes out.
Oh, yeah. Same here. Do we have a release date on that yet?
Yes. So they announced it's coming out August 28th. So it's still a few months away, but, you know, I think that's a good time for it to be released, kind of after Mario Tennis and stuff, but before some of the heavy hitters in the fall. So
right. Yeah.
I want to learn more about this game. The trailer was, you know, fairly short and short on details as well. But from what I saw, I really think it looks like it'd be fun. I don't know how much fun I'd have playing single player, but to me, this would be kind of a co-op first game for me.
When we're done with Rocket League, we'll play some Monster Hunter.
Exactly. So excited about that game as well. Another game that was just recently released, but announced, was Level 5 officially announced that Layton's Mystery Journey, Catriel and the Millionaire's Conspiracy DX. Wow, that's quite a mouthful of a title. But that is coming out on the Nintendo Switch. And me and Chad are both huge Professor Layton fans, so I'm very excited about this.
I can't wait. I missed this on the 3DS. I didn't get to play it. So.
Me too. I'm very excited. They say it's coming out. Right now, they've just announced the Japan release date of August 9th. But I was doing a little research online, and it looks like most of the Professor Layton games on the 3DS came out a couple of months before the US and Japan. So hopefully we won't have to wait long. I'd love to get it this year, maybe at the end of the year.
There's a good chance of us getting this.
Exactly. So I know. Great. I feel like we for sure will. Again, it's kind of a remake or ultimate edition of the version that came out on the 3DS and on smartphones, and those both came to the US. So I feel like that there's a very good possibility this will come to the U.S. Now, I've never played this game. I think it stars Professor Layton's daughter, which is kind of cool. I've heard it's not as good as the previous Professor Layton games, but those were really good, and I've heard this is still a lot of fun, and I'm definitely willing to try it, I think.
Oh, same here, yeah. I've only played the ones on the DS, the Professor Layton games on the DS. So yes. I haven't played any on the 3DS yet.
Okay, I played the very first one on the 3DS and just didn't ever get around to playing the others, but I absolutely loved it. I love Professor Layton. I hope this game does really good and it makes them maybe release the previous two trilogies on the Switch. That would just be awesome.
That would be awesome.
I agree. So that's the main news for the last couple of weeks. It's quite a bit of stuff to look forward to, but we also want to talk about two really, really interesting rumors that have been going around. And the first one, and by far the one I'm the most excited about, is the new Pokemon game for the Nintendo Switch. Again, everything we say about this game is all rumors and speculation. Nothing has been confirmed by Nintendo, but there's a lot of people saying the same things. A lot of people saying that their source said this, and someone else saying that their source also says the same thing. There's a lot of things in here that I think make a lot of sense. So, first off, the titles have been revealed, or at least, you know, rumored to be revealed, and it's going to be Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu Edition and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee Edition. And I was not expecting that at all, those titles.
No,
and those
neither.
Two characters. So it sounds like they're going to be remakes of Pokemon Yellow for the Game Boy, the original Game Boy. And this was a version that I absolutely loved. It was the second Pokemon game I got after Pokemon Blue. And it followed the TV show, the animated TV show, a lot closer than the original games. And it had Pikachu following Ash. And it was the first time that a Pokemon would follow the main character. And I just absolutely loved this game as a kid. So I'm really hoping that this is true. And again, if so, it will be, you know, generation one. And to me, that's a smart move to make. It's the one that the most people grew up playing. Those 151 original Pokemon to me are the most beloved in the whole series. So what do you think about potentially being a remake of Pokemon Yellow?
I would love it. I'm a fan of the original 151 as well. So I would definitely be a fan and would for sure pick these up.
Right. So a few other things about it. They say it's going to have some kind of Pokemon Go integration. And that's very interesting. It's something I hadn't even really considered. But, you know, Pokemon Go on the smartphones, you know, it was a huge, huge thing when it was released. But even though, you know, a lot of the hype has died down, there's still a lot of people that play this game every day, and they're constantly updating it. So, you know, I don't have a problem with this as long as it's not too much like Pokemon Go. You know, I think it'd be cool if you were able to trade Pokemon between this game and Pokemon Go and stuff like that. I think that would be fine. So depending on how they do it, I'm interested in this.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, that Pokemon Go is still a huge thing. It has a big following still. And
for sure.
I think that would be a pretty smart move. So many people are a fan of Pokemon Go. I think that'd be great.
I agree. I think a lot of kids, as their first Pokemon game, was Pokemon Go on their parents' phone.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that's probably a smart move. And they say there's going to be a new accessory that can be used both with the Switch game and with Pokemon Go on the smartphone. So again, I don't know exactly what it'd be. It may be something similar to the Pokemon Go bracelet they have right now. I hope it's more like the PokeWalker that came out with Heart Gold and Soul Silver. I think that would be cool.
That would be neat.
But we'll have to see what that is. And another thing that recently came out, and this really adds fuel to the fire in my opinion, is that they said the same company, it's called CSC Corporate Domains, and it's the company that Nintendo usually registers their domain names through for their games. So, and it says that they've registered Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee as domain names. So it doesn't say that Nintendo has registered them, but the company that they register all their websites through has recently registered these two websites.
Right.
So to me, it sounds like this might actually happen. We may get Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, and that's pretty exciting to me.
Yeah, I mean, these are all rumors, too.
Exactly.
Yeah, but as you look at it, everything kind of adds up, you know? So
I agree.
Everything's pointing in this direction, so I just hope they follow through with it.
I agree. So. And, you know, all the internet detectives have been scouring Pokemon videos and screenshots and all kinds of stuff. And, boy, it seems like in the last few months there's been a lot of stuff with Pikachu and Eevee side by side and some Pokemon videos. Pikachu and Eevee are side by side on the Pokemon website right now. And it just seems like there's all these little hints at that this may actually happen. So I'm excited.
We'll get Detective Pikachu on the case. And
for sure.
He should be able to shed some light on
exactly.
this.
Exactly. Again, all rumors, but if Nintendo was to do this, if all this stuff is true, I think I'd be happy with it.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait. I hope all this is true.
Yeah. So our second and last item of the day and second rumor of the day is this crazy Star Fox rumor. And this came out of, to me, nowhere. You know, Star Fox is a series I love. But it's mostly just been, you know, every game is similar to the other. You know, it's a space combat game. You're in an R-wing. You're shooting enemies, and you've got your squad with you, and they help you, and you have to rescue them. And you know, every game is very similar, except for maybe Star Fox Adventures on the GameCube, kind of a different game there. But this sounds like it's going to be very different from the Star Fox we're used to.
Oh, I'm a huge, huge Star Fox fan. I love Star Fox 64. I love Star Fox Assault. Best two games of the series,
me
in my
too.
Opinion.
I love Fox and Falco and Smash Brothers as well.
Yes, yes. I love the team Star Fox and Falco and Slippy and Peppy. They're
me
like
too.
Old friends now.
Me too.
So.
Also, Corneria, the stage in Smash Brothers, is our personal favorite.
Best ever.
So you could say we're pretty big Star Fox fans. And so this rumor is that Retro Studios, which is, you know, Retro is the makers of both the Metroid Prime series as well as the Donkey Kong Country Returns series. So in my opinion, Retro Studios has never made a bad game. All their games have been just awesome that I've played. and they are the ones rumored to be making this game. You know, they've been confirmed to not be making the Metroid Prime 4 game coming to the Switch. So everybody's wondering, what are they up to? You know, they've made the three Metroid games and the two Donkey Kong games. What's next? And this is the game that's rumored. It's going to be called Star Fox Grand Prix. And it's going to be a racing game, but it's not. To me, it doesn't sound just like a Mario Kart clone. It says it's going to have a story mode and boss battles. And to me, it sounds a lot like Diddy Kong Racing on the Nintendo 64, which, you know, came out right after, I think, the same year as Mario Kart 64. But it was very different. You know, it had different vehicle types and it had a story mode. And I actually, as a kid, I preferred Diddy Kong Racing to Mario Kart 64, really. There was so much more variety in it.
Right.
And yeah. So I really hope this is true because, you know, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe is a really good game. And if this was just Mario Kart 8 Deluxe with Star Fox characters, I don't know how interested I'd be. You know, they've already added other Nintendo characters to Mario Kart, like Link and the Inkling kids. So, you know, why not just add Star Fox to that game? But this sounds like it's going to be very different. So, I don't know. What do you think about this?
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely pick it up. And yeah, I agree with you. I hope it's different compared to Mario Kart 8 Deluxe.
Sure.
I hope it's, you know, of course, you'll be in an R-Wing instead of a cart. But
yeah,
it'll almost have a little bit more of an F-Zero feel, I think, to me.
I think it will. So. I agree. And I think it would be cool. Like Diddy Kong Racing had planes and carts and hovercrafts.
Yeah.
I mean, why not have a land vehicle and an air vehicle or something in maybe a hover vehicle?
Right.
I mean, there have been different vehicles in the Star Fox games. So.
Drive around a landmaster.
Exactly.
Stuff,
so. A landmaster versus an R-Wing.
Right.
I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah. Something I hope that's included in this one, I'm sure it is if it's a racing game, but it would be some co-op on there also,
for sure,
especially in a story mode, because I don't know, have you ever been able to play split screen on a Star Fox game, like in a story mode?
I don't think you have. They've, you know, Star Fox 64 and Assault had split screen multiplayer, which we loved, especially Star Fox Assault.
Right.
I mean, if there's Star Fox Assault playing somewhere, I'm still down to play that right now, you know.
Oh,
multiplayer,
me too, yeah.
I love it. So I'm assuming that there will for sure be, you know, some competitive multiplayer, but it'd be cool to have co-op in the story mode.
Yeah, take on the bosses.
Maybe
together,
Fox and Falco together to defeat the bosses would be fun.
That would be great.
Some interesting things to kind of go with this rumor is that they say that Star Fox Command on the DS, which was one of my least favorite Star Fox games I have ever played. They say that this game, it had multiple endings. They said one of them kind of predicted this game. I thought that was interesting. It said one of the endings you could get in Star Fox Command was called the Curse of Pigma. And on that ending, it says it shows Fox sad after the loss of Crystal and Falco. And Falco, his friend, comes up with the idea of using R-Wings for racing, allowing Fox to get his confidence back. And it shows a little still picture of Fox and Falco next to a racetrack. And I'm like, wow, that if this ends up being a game, that's going to be pretty cool that it was predicted all that time ago. And another thing that kind of adds so a little bit of credibility to this is they say that Star Fox Command is actually the last game in the series chronologically. So, you know, maybe if this is a sequel to Command, maybe Fox and Falco really did join a racing league, and maybe that's what this game is about.
Oh, poor Crystal.
Exactly. And then just yesterday, a bunch of new information came out from a guy named Liam Robertson. I think he's a writer for Nintendo Life, and he's on several Nintendo and gaming podcasts.
Okay.
And he said he had a bunch of new information about this game. And it said the game is based on the R-Wing as the main vehicle in the game. And he said that the title Star Fox Grand Prix is just kind of a working title. It may change, but it's definitely going to be a racing game. And it says it's a mixture between classic Star Fox and a racing game in that you shoot enemies to propel forward and get combos, and you can shoot other players as well. So I don't know. That sounds kind of interesting, more combat focused maybe.
Yeah.
And it says each Grand Prix is three tracks with a boss fight at the end where the boss comes onto the track. Man, I really hope this is how it is. That sounds way more fun than just the Grand Prix in Mario Kart to me.
Yeah, that reminds me a little bit of just Mario Tennis. You're playing a game of tennis, suddenly the boss hops on there ready to take you down.
So. Yeah, so I'm really hoping that's true. And it says it's going to have a big hub area where you can interact with all the Star Fox characters in between races. Great. So I would love if they would do something like that, kind of like maybe like the Splatoon 2 hub world.
Right.
Maybe have a Star Fox version of that. And it says that you can pick up new missions at the hub and that there's story content to go through as well from the hub. And I was just thinking, man, it'd be cool if Nintendo would maybe have new missions released every week or every month to where there's always something to do in this game new.
Kind of like Drizco offers exactly. A new item. Yeah,
so I'm really hoping they do something like that. And the person says that they've seen the game and that it looks really, really good and smooth in motion. So it sounds like it's going to be really well optimized and be a really, really smooth looking game. And it's the last thing that he said on his podcast and the thing that's got me kind of most excited is it says that Retro is considering adding cameos like maybe Donkey Kong to the game. Which I don't know exactly how that'd work, but it would be really cool to maybe see Donkey Kong or Samus show up in this game. So who knows?
The only time you're going to see these characters together on a Smash Brothers actually exactly. In the game would be great.
But, you know, and it sounds like, well, why would Nintendo ever allow that? But they've already done it with Mario Kart, so I could definitely see them doing this,
Yeah. Especially
since Retro has kind of reinvigorated both the Metroid series and the Donkey Kong series, you know. So I think that'd be really cool if they were able to do something like that. So again, on the last two items, especially the Pokemon and the Star Fox, just rumors, nothing at all has been confirmed, but I would love to see both these rumors come true. And there's definitely more to them than a lot of rumors you hear that seems to kind of all add up and match up. So who knows, hopefully these games will come out or something similar. And I just can't wait till a Pokemon Direct is dropped or till Nintendo's E3 conference where maybe we can see these games being announced.
We'll see. Hopefully this isn't just a bunch of lies people have made up here.
So. Exactly, yeah. We might feel a little silly for saying all this on the podcast if none of it comes true. But anyway, time will tell, I guess. So that's about it for today's episode. We really enjoyed it, and we hope you did too. Before we end today, I have just a few things to quickly go over. I want to remind everybody to please visit our show page on anchor.fm/Karibo Shoe Podcast. Also, you can subscribe to the Karibo Shoe Podcast on Apple Podcasts or on iTunes. You can listen through the Apple Podcast app, on iTunes, Pocket Cast, Overcast, and through the Anchor app, which is available on both iOS and Android. And if you like the show, please rate it on iTunes or on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. You can also follow us on Twitter @KariboShoePod and on Instagram @KariboShoePodcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.